and we may only borrow from the harmony we experience in nature as a definite sizing would mean its complete death. And even in our richness, it is only through a certain poverty that poetry can be portrayed. And we shall only feel ashamed of any excess we display in our way of being. And our intuition will always take us somewhere unexpected, even when it's time to go back to the point of departure. And no matter how destroyed, life is always able to get born again from its ashes. And in the precarity of a soft existence, the land of our memories becomes within us. And even if we cannot detach from the artificial flow, we still should pay homage to the natural sites it takes us to. And the ultimate love sees nothing but a death within an elevated nature. And the ultimate answer is a naturalization of all the technical and automated procedures congesting our lives, and accepting our status as partisans, we shall develop a strategy to suddenly appear as well as suddenly disappear. And we shall be ready to let every mundane thing go to maintain our grip to the sublime. And it is the intermittent attention of artificial processes that is most degenerating for humanity. And as the social control enforces, we should be able to enforce ourselves by looking at an initial motive within us. And we shall only gain enough credits as to be able to carry on a life without much consideration for them. And while the social machinery takes us away from our nature, our only hope is to keep productive within the later. And our strength lies in always being able to let go anything that is not our pure willing. And it is through our body alone that we can sense our well-being in the surrounding around us. And by facing all the destructive populism resulting from society, we shall create our own personal narrative. And it is when nature is at its most that the most courageous and sensitive realize the lavish, unnecessary society. And in the complete artificial saturation, what becomes absolutely fundamental is the creation of a natural poetic. And having scanned the human soul in relation to their worldly belongings, we shall maintain our poetic existence unsettled. And we shall venture with our bodies and minds in the realm where other humans only venture with their automated equipment. And while waiting for the transformation that society keeps crystallizing, we shall maintain alive our own personal transformations. And we shall keep in mind the difference between those dying in the comfort and those making use of the comfort to step up in their lives. And one ought to be left alone to allow sensibility to really discover. and the spatial separation caused by technology can only be healed through temporal reunification. And technically surrounded, we can only regain our nature by naturalizing the very technology. And we shall be armed with celestial poetry and slowly defeat the establishment of the lowland. And our personal establishment should be barely sufficient to provide a precarious step for our vital moving forward. And as we move forward, the difficult task is to establish the necessary roots inward. And we are what our ancestors were, only under a different rhythm dictated by an upgraded technology. And mistrusting the solar guidance, we are lost in the cold stellar dust. And we shall try to counter-effect the effect that a new technological paradigm applies on us. And the duty that the social regime assigns us is the main hinder to our natural duty. And it is when you get open to give up what you love, that new possibilities to stay with it shows up. And there will be always a level of wilderness where our partisan self can find shelter. And like a worm, the soul of a nation disclosing itself to modernity will be eaten alive by all parasites. And the more dedication we put into something, the harder is the process to leave it for something else. And rather than to listen to what is newly emerging, we drag on our former old ways of thinking. And what is left is to compensate what is right, and from within it we shall keep outside it. And populists are those rationalizing the irrational fears and desires of others. And by keeping up our walk, all obstacles can be crossed. And yet the biggest obstacle is once we decide to draw back. And the more we get accustomed for the corporative laziness, the more our willing for autonomy comes less. And if the scientific discourse does not wish the intensity of our experience, let's not provide them. And it is only out in the open that our integrity can come back to us in its full, sublime greatness. And we shall keep sensing things and go for those that most spontaneously befit our nature. We shall learn to experience the world before reading it, not to lose the enthusiasm for it. And by bypassing the process to things, we kill the enthusiasm to understand them. And we shall only go for those challenges that fall within the one big challenge we gave ourselves. And unless we deeply experience them, we come to people, places and thoughts looking like former ones. And we shall depolarize the discourse by looking into hegemony containing also multiple minorities. And as much as climbing, we can only start enjoying something after slowly building up an overview of it. And as humans get drowned in the infinity of the new frontiers, let's get back to the confinement of our natural settlements. And the more time passes, the more unnaturally hard it will be to get rid of the causes of our unnatural actions. And it is only by reaching a certain altitude that we realize the corruptive state in which we were dwelling below. And civilizations are based on an unfair distribution of resources that can only regenerate in the forgotten wild. And it is through the immense beauty we find in nature that we come to sing the hateful poison against the artificial. And any kind of perpetuated phobia, even the most anti-religious one, is a form of erratic religion. And there is nothing more fulfilling our will than a personal partisan war. And when the source of power gets concentrated in one spot, overturning comes necessary for a thorough distribution. And unless we are truly dictated by our own nature, any forced action will result into a counteraction to balance it.